The Devil's Dollar Sign by Joe Millard.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Shortly after the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, President Jefferson dispatched several teams of investigators to learn what exactly the United States had acquired. Of these, the most famous, the Lewis and Clark expedition to the Pacific, overshadowed all the others. But others were contributing mightily to a knowledge of the Southwest. One of these, a team of cartographers, was sent to survey and map a vast section which was in the process of being erected as a U.S. territory. In time, they came upon a canyon, magnificent, somber, brooding, yet blood-tingling in excitement. They measured, studied, surveyed, and reported it with the romantic name, supposedly Indian, of Chirauna Canyon. Someone with magnificent effrontery translated this as grand or awe-inspiring, which seemed to fit, although none of the team had the slightest knowledge of the Indian tongue. Perhaps 2 decades later, new and more cynical arrivals in the area had already discovered the Indians' talent for earthy, deadpan humor, particularly at the expense of the invading pale faces. With tongue firmly in cheek, they hoped that none of the cartographers had stepped in a fresh mound of Chirauna, left by a buffalo that had been feeding upon what the pioneers realistically named loose-end weed. However, the point...